producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I've got about 15, 20 minutes in this. I got a little longer than that, I guess. Well, about 20 minutes in this segment for you. So 855-993-7569. You guys know that my priority, my first choice of dealing with you is always on the phone, because I can get more information that way. Not to mention, you know, it's another voice, and, you know, it's really what the program is founded based, yep. And it's our mission statement. So that's number one. We use Facebook, I think, to great advantage. And for those of you who are at work or who can't interact with us, and it's become more and more integral to the show, and we really like it, but and Shane gets to read those, so at least it's not me, my voice for the entire program. And we do emails that you can either send them via drjoy.com, or you can send them to your local radio station, but that takes a while. Snail mail, I get them eventually, because what they do is they send them to your local radio station, and then the local radio station sends them to Genesis, and then Shane sends them to me. So I do get them. Or Shane just reads them there, I guess. Sometimes he just keeps them there, I guess.
Sure.
And you can also put your queries on Facebook. But make sure that you put enough information there so it can actually have some shot at helping you with the answer. Because I know that on the air there's a certain advantage to not going into grievous detail, because I can always ask for more information. And there are people who sent us like 30-page emails. That's somewhere between sort of saying, can you help me? I hate my husband. And a 30-page email is probably closer to the, you know, to the I hate my husband. You know, maybe 100 words or something will help us. Whenever we do contests, we usually make it either 50 or 100 words. And we disqualify you if it's more than that, because it just becomes an overwhelming kind of job to read them all. So, at any rate, all of that is preparatory to saying that we have an email today that that Shane wants to share.
Yeah, and Carrie does a perfect job, just where we like him. He or she, I guess, I'm not sure which Carrie is. I think it's a guy, Carrie, says that years ago I spoke with you about my 7-year-old grandson sleeping with his mother while my son slept in another bed. My son did and still does have a snoring problem, but it is now 13 years later, and my grandson is still sleeping with his mother at age 20.
Wow.
Youch. And my son is on the other end of the house. You and I discussed Oedipus Rex, and I gave both adults, he says in quotations, a copy of our conversation. My grandson was put in his own bed for about a week. Other than the fact that my grandson announced his homosexuality about a year ago, I was wondering if this could have manifested itself because of the sleeping arrangements. By the way, my son and daughter-in-law get along better when their son is not around. My grandson has achieved academic acclaim, scholarships and all, but does not act or behave as if he has the final say in all that goes on in their home. Or he does act and behaves as if he has the final say in their all that goes on in their home, I guess. Any suggestions, he says?
Well, we could make suggestions, but basically you're talking about three adults who do exactly as they damn well please that occurs. Let me answer your first question. Most people think that that homosexuality is probably an inborn kind of characteristic. And if anything, I mean, I suppose a boy sleeping with his mother would tend to increase heterosexuality, not homosexuality. So I think at least you don't have to worry about that. It's still a really bad idea. It's bad for the marriage. It's bad for the son's sense of independence. It would seem to me, I mean, that the son needs to move out. And it may be that the mom in particular is going to have a hard time tossing him out. And I think that the two of them may have a shot at a marriage with or without the snoring. I mean, they don't necessarily have to sleep in the same bed or even the same room, but that doesn't mean that you invite a 20-year-old son into bed with either of you. I mean, that makes no sense. I'm glad that the 20-year-old is doing well academically, and he may want to sort of move out on his own. And the only thing that I might suggest, and again, you're talking essentially about three adults here, is suggesting to your grandson that you're willing to subsidize his first and last month's rent and to move out and start his own life. Yeah, this is certainly not anything that any psychologist or psychiatrist or anybody else is going to be supportive of. It sounds like it's not been as disastrous as it could have been, but I don't think anybody would think that this was a good idea. But, I mean, the advantage is that it sounds like it's just about over. It sounds like that grandson is away at college, hopefully. And if he's still living at home, I would offer to I would try bribery of offering him, as I said, first and last month's rent. And you'll help him set up an apartment someplace so he can get on with his own life. And maybe your son and daughter-in-law will get on with their marriage or walk away from each other or something. 855-99-DR-JOY. Paul, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doc. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's with you today, Paul?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like my life has run out of options.
What does that specifically mean?
I've lost my business. I've lost my family. I'm losing my home right now, and I don't know.
All right, so let's take a how old are you, Paul?
68.
All right, what's the deal with your family?
Well, basically, after it's such a long story, and
well, give me the Reader's Digest version.
Let's see. I owned a business. My bookkeeper, when I was out for 5 years with cancer, a stroke, and crushed my legs, embezzled over $4 million from my business. She didn't pay my taxes. The federal government came along and said, you don't owe the taxes. Your bookkeeper does. She ran your business. The state said, sorry, not my problem. And they wrecked my life.
Well, they didn't wreck your life. They took your business.
Well, they took my business, but I still owe them $150,000. And they have a lien on my home. And I had a balloon mortgage on my home, had a perfect credit score. Now I can't get a mortgage on it. They're ready to foreclose on me because the state has a lien on me. Nobody would touch me.
What's the issue about your health right now?
My health is good, and I've got two arms and two legs, but...
Well, what do you mean, but? That would seem to me 5 years ago you were telling me that you couldn't even work. You were so sick with cancer. I mean, that I hear that it's that you had really bad taste in bookkeepers, and the state is certainly not being very generous. Have you gone down and talked to anybody in person?
I have written so many letters to
the
state.
No, that isn't what I asked, is it? I said, have you gone down and talked to anybody in person?
As far as somebody medically.
Let me ask you, no, I'm talking about somebody at the tax office.
Oh, yes, I've had so many conversations with the tax office.
You've gone down and talked to somebody in person?
Yes, okay. In person.
And you've gotten absolutely
no
relief.
Letters.
No, letters, no letters are a different ballgame. Letters are a different ballgame. But quite often, I mean, the government really doesn't want your house. They want the money that's owed to them. And I mean, I don't know whether it's worth it.
The bank wants my house.
Well, the bank just wants payment on your house. They don't want your house either. They're not in the real estate business. They're in the banking business. Paul, and what's the deal about? I mean, I understand the issues about your house. 5 years seems like a long time to have not paid any attention to your business. And I mean, I have an accountant too, but every year he sends me stuff I have to sign. It goes to the government, and so I don't understand exactly how that happened, but it sounds like it happened. It may have been a bit negligent on your part, but I think, you know, one of the things you've got to remind yourself is 5 years ago you weren't thinking of, you know, you weren't thinking about your business, you were thinking about survival. Today you're healthy, and to focus on the business that you've lost as opposed to the health you've gained seems to me kind of short-sighted. Let me put you on hold, and we'll walk through this a bit more in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Paul, who's kind of going through a rough patch. But Paul, I really do think that, I mean, given the losing your house, which is awful, or not, you know, at all fun, is a lot different than losing your life. I mean, I think you need to kind of remind yourself of that, that it's a house, and, you know, it's kind of upsetting to lose it, but it's not the same as even not only being dead, but even being sick. Well, what's the issue about your family?
Well, you know, I always took care of them and supported them and gave them jobs, and, you know, and I just, when I had to go off and do their own things, they're out of town, and, you know.
Well, that doesn't
really
mean they're lost. That just means that they're having to be a bit more financially independent and self-reliant. Are you married or single?
Well, I'm married and I live at home part-time.
Why do you live at home part-time?
After I screwed up my life and my business, it's just like there's nothing there. I come home to take a shower every now and then and cut the grass, but I'll live at the Salvation Army here, wherever I can find a place.
Well, why? I mean,
I'm
that doesn't seem to make any sense. Why would you, if
right,
you have a place to live, why would you live at the Salvation Army?
My wife really doesn't want me there.
Well, so what? I mean, presumably the house, is this the house that the bank is going to take?
Yeah.
Well, so what? I mean,
that doesn't help.
Well, but Paul,
you know,
listen.
My whole life, I've been able to solve every problem and work through everything and been very successful. And
well, but
and,
all right, so Paul, this is humility 101. But I mean, you know, this is the mark of who you are, not what you were. Is okay. So things are crappy. So what are you going to do about it? And it sounds like what you're doing is being the host of a huge pity party, as opposed to saying, you know what, I'm healthy. I may lose the house, but you haven't lost the house yet. And living at the Salvation Army when you have a perfectly good house seems to me that, I don't know, you're trying to either make people feel sorry for you or something. That's just stupid. I mean, if you have to sleep on the couch, sleep on the couch. But why would you live at the Salvation Army when you've got a perfectly good house? And in fact, the bank has not taken it yet. That makes no sense to me. That just seems to me to sort of decide that you're going to wear a hair shirt so people will say, wow, look at the guy with the hair shirt. I mean, okay, so you trusted the wrong person. I still don't understand how you can just turn your back on a business for 5 years, but that's done. If I were you, I would certainly try and talk with the bank. I mean, are you able to work at this moment?
No, I'm really not. I mean,
why not?
I tried to find a job, but, well, I'm, number one, I'm 70 years old now.
So what?
69 years old.
So what? So go flip burgers. Paul, your biggest obstacle isn't the government taking your house or that your wife who is fed up with you. Your biggest obstacle is your pity party. And look, it's not much fun. I'm not unsympathetic with that. But I mean, what are your choices here? You can either feel sorry for yourself, be a royal pain in the neck, watch your, you know, be depressed and watch your life go down the drain, or you can just say, you know what? I made some really stupid blunders, but stupid isn't illegal. It's just stupid. And I somehow have survived my cancer, and, you know, I've got, you know, 20, 30 years left on this planet, and I'm damned if I'm going to waste them.
I fought through the stroke. I fought through the cancer. And you know what? I went and flipped peppers.
Okay.
I did.
So why are you not doing it now?
Because the state took my whole paycheck. There wasn't any sense in doing it.
Well, then, okay. Then go flip burgers at the Salvation Army so at least, the, you know, you're not getting paid, but at least you feel like
I've
you're
done
doing
that.
Something.
I've
All right,
done
so
that.
But, Paul, figure out, look, maybe this is, you know, the second half of your life is to teach you lessons that you didn't learn in the first. And maybe this is about you know, finding a job as a custodian. You've got a house. I mean, that still doesn't explain to me logically why, if you have a house, you would be living in the Salvation Army. Just explain that to me.
Because my wife really doesn't want me around.
So
she would divorce
what?
Me, but the only reason that she
so
has
what?
A, so
so
I,
what? I mean, look. Paul, there have been lots of people in your life who like you and lots of people who don't like you. So what? I mean,
absolutely.
Look, I can understand maybe sleeping in a separate room, but when I have a perfectly good house, even if I have a nasty wife, I'm not sleeping with the Salvation Army. Well, that just seems to me you sort of having a pity party for yourself. I mean, Paul, you're obviously not a stupid man. That's a stupid thing to do. That's just stupid. So stop being stupid. Decide. All right, if I were you, I would go and find, and I don't know if they're tax lawyers. The only thing I know about taxes, other than I pay them religiously because I'm terrified, is that, I mean, that's my whole story. It's not that I'm a great patriot. It's not that, I'm terrified. I'm a public enough figure. I pay everything I owe and then some because I'm terrified. So, I mean, there's no virtue that should be attached to that at all. But I do know a couple of people who got in trouble. And what each of them did was they went down and they dealt with the IRS and they made deals. Because the IRS basically is, they want their money eventually.
The IRS.
Pardon me?
The IRS. The IRS looked at my situation and said...
Right, then whoever it is, that it's a state then. So go deal with the state. Go and find out. All right, here's what you're going to do. You're not a stupid man. You're going to go find out who your representative is, your state rep is.
Oh, I already got him. I already called him.
Don't call anybody. Show up. And show up clean and neat and threadbare. Right? So put on your best suit that's got frayed cuffs on it. And go in and present your logical argument and, what you'd like to do, that you had a job and they took your paycheck and what you'd like to do is pay back on this kind of thing. Make a proposition to them. You've done propositions before. If you were a businessman, you made propositions. So decide, go find out who your rep is. This is the perfect time of year to do it. If the local TV show station has a, Santa's helpers thing. I mean, if you're gonna sort of make an appealing case for why somebody should help you, make an appealing case to somebody who actually can help you. But the IRS has signed off on you. That's good news. You're not going to jail. What you need to do is get somebody to at least intervene with you for the state. And for heaven's sakes, move into your basement or move into your kid's room or what. I mean, don't sleep with the Salvation Army. Let's not cover ourselves with sackcloth and ashes. And if your wife doesn't like it, she can move out. And if your kids are being, if you spoiled your kids so they're spoiled little brats who think that the only value that dad has is a paycheck, well, then maybe you have to learn a different way to deal with your kids. But you're healthy. You survived a stroke. Show me your ninja spirit. Don't show me your whiny part. All right? Listen, you get started, and I want to talk with you 1 week from today. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with their Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Marty, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It is such a pleasure to speak to you. My husband and I both saw you live when you played like in a band, kind of like when you were in Windsor for a live show. And we really, really enjoy your show and really think your advice is outstanding.
Well, thank you. How can I help you today, Marty?
I have an ongoing issue with my mother, who is very controlling and very negative. right now, Bushy and my father are retired. They had wonderful careers in teaching. They've traveled a lot. They have, I have one sister, and she has a four-year-old. And my sister recently divorced 2 years ago. And my parents spend a lot of time with the little girl, which is wonderful. And my mother just seems constantly overwhelmed. Like, to talk to her, when I do talk to her, it's a very short conversation where she's complaining about how tired she is. Anything I have to say, you know, she's irritable and tired, and she's negative.
Give me an example of your conversation together. Can you give me one?
I can give you a perfect one.
Great.
Okay, for example, we're at our cottage, and there was a storm and a lot of seaweed blew in, and I pulled it out, kind of weeded the bay in front, and it turned out beautifully. It took about an hour. And she said to me, "Well, what on earth are you going to do with the seaweed?" And I said, it sits in the sun, and then it shrinks, and then you bag it, and you put it into the garbage. And she's like, "Well, how much garbage are you allowed to put out? Like, are you supposed to do that? That seems like a waste of time to me." And it was just something I brought up in conversation.
Well, but Marty,
wait a minute.
If one of your if your next door neighbor said the same thing of, "What did you do with it?" And, "Well, gee, that seems like a lot of work," you very likely wouldn't take umbrage at it. I don't think that's necessarily being negative. I think she's questioning you. And you, I think there's always that sense that our parents forget that we are actually competent adults. And so they feel that they should have the parental role. And I think sometimes it can drive us a little crazy of, "Mom, I'm not stupid." But I think that that's more us than them. I don't think there's anything particularly negative about that. I think she was just curious and wasn't sharing your perception.
Okay, maybe I didn't give a good, but I'll give you a better example. One of my friends from high school that my mom and dad have known for years stopped by and visited us for an evening, and he's friends with my sister's ex-husband, and because we were all a group of friends.
Right.
And my mother was like, "Well, he's a nitwit."
Who's a nitwit?
Know, all of a sudden, the friend that came to visit all of a sudden is a nitwit. She's very critical of my husband, who...
Right, well, let's focus on that, because I think that is probably the thing that's closest to your heart, is that my mom is not...
That's the most upsetting.
All right, so how long have you been married?
10 years.
Okay, is this the first marriage?
Yeah, for both of us.
Okay. So give me an example of something being critical to... that your mom being critical of your husband.
She told me that he was a dumb Polack.
Whoa!
How
long ago was that?
Ooh, that was... How long ago was that? 2 years ago?
What elicited that response? First of all, it's a tacky response. Mom, I'm embarrassed about you. But what made her say that? Do you know?
Oh, gosh, I don't even remember.
What did you say?
I said, "That's totally way out of line and inappropriate."
And what did she say?
She's like, "Well, that's how I feel."
All right, so look, let me, because, kiddo, this is, how old's your mom?
She's in her mid-60s, in perfect health.
Good.
She works
all right.
out.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Now, are you the younger sister or the older sister?
Yes, I'm the youngest.
Okay. And there are just the two of you, just you and your sister, or are there any more sibs?
No, just you.
Okay. Let me say a couple things generally, and then we'll go back to the specifics. Your mom is a school teacher, okay?
Yes.
Your mom is a mom. Both of those are positions of authority, aren't they? Of knowledge.
A grade one school teacher.
Pardon?
Grade one school
teacher. Doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether she's a kindergarten teacher or a preschool teacher or a teacher, that she's somebody that the parents look up to, the kids look up to. Don't diminish her, in her eyes, she is an authority figure. And in the kid's eyes, she was an authority figure.
She was an excellent teacher.
Okay, stick with me here, kid. Okay, so number one, and certainly the role of a parent is that of an authority figure. So, and if she's retired, one of the things that happens to people when they retire is the sense of displacement a little bit of, you know, well, who am I if I don't have my job? Because what all of us have of work and love. And when the work goes away, then we feel lessened. Okay, so that's, what is that? What is that noise in the background?
Do you know what that is? That's a beagle that our neighbor has. And
got
I know it.
It
sounds like it's being tortured.
Yes, it does. But that's all right. As long as I know you're okay. I know beagles make a lot of noise.
No. In the neighbor, the beagle, if he can't see his master, he cries. He's just a puppy.
I know. It sounded like he was more. I had beagles growing up, so I know. I just won't worry anymore. All right, and we don't have to call the SPCA.
No.
All right. So number one, mom is a mom, an authority figure, displacement a little bit. And my dear, you are the baby. You're the baby of the family, so you're used to being cute and loved, and everybody thinks you're adorable. So what you've got here, and your mom, I mean, I think her response about your husband, clearly he ran afoul of her somewhere. Because that's, I suspect, hopefully your mother is not a bigot, and that's a bigot, that's an offensive term.
She's not.
Okay, so which means that we know that something else was going on there. So three things, all right? Number one, you have to understand you're not going to change your mom's behavior, but you can change yours. You can change your need for her approval. You can make sure.
That's the big one.
I got it. I know.
On the head. Right there.
Like, duh. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, that there are different ways of dealing with her than when she says something about your husband, say, wow, where did that come from? I've never heard you use a pejorative term toward any other ethnicity. Obviously, he did something that either hurt your feelings or certainly ran afoul of you. Tell me what it is, as opposed to being instantly defensive. So part of it is, at this moment in your life, my dear, you've got several job descriptions, which are not easy, but they're feasible. They're simple, but not easy. All right. One is you've got to change from being mommy's little girl to being an adult woman. And you know, it's sooner or later we all have to do it. And the earliest we ever do it is usually, you know, mid-30s. And if you're the baby of the family, yours is going to be later than your sister's. All right? That's what happens. But
just to give you a little bit of background.
Just a second. Let me finish this, and then you can give me as much background as you need, all right? Because obviously you're already being defensive about this because your head has already moved to something else to explain to me why I'm wrong, which is always a good sign as a psychologist because I got too close to something and it feels awful to you. That's okay. Part of my job is to help you view the world in slightly different ways, and that usually feels fairly lousy. So number one, you're not going to change her behavior, but you can change yours. You can stop asking for her approval, which doesn't mean that you have to say, Mom, you're an idiot. But you can say, Mom, you know, that seems kind of out of character. Explain to me where that's coming from. You don't want to, your husband and your mom are going to have to work out their own relationship. You just don't want to get caught in the middle of that, which is, therefore, you don't complain to your husband about your mom, and you don't complain to your mom about your husband, because that will add fuel to both of those fires. If your husband says, you know, your mom say, look, you deal with her. You know, I got my own issues with her. You're going to have to deal with her separately. If your mom comes to you and says, you know, your stupid husband, say, look, I've got some issues with him. You're going to have to deal with that. I don't want, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, I'll listen to you talk about anything except my husband or family members. But part of it is you got to put on your big girl pants, and you don't have to fight with your mom, but you can stop needing her approval quite so much. Because if you can't change that relationship between parent and child now, as she gets older, it's going to get worse. Because if you think she's difficult to deal with now, when she is older, losing memory, losing teeth, you know, being less physically able, and you try to tell her what to do, it's going to all hit the fan. So it's really important that the two of you begin to establish a more balanced, I mean, she's always going to be your mom, but you can work out a relationship that looks more like what your friends would do. So when she says something like, I mean, if one of your friends said one of the things that she said, you wouldn't take umbrage. So let me put you on hold for a minute. We'll come back, and you can tell me whatever the specific thing you wanted to tell me is. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Marty, who's saying, you know, my mom's controlling, and I'm saying, well, you know, kiddo, you're not going to change your mom. She's a mom. She's a teacher. You're going to have to change your behavior, which is to be less passive, which doesn't mean that you have to be an adolescent and no matter what your mom says, you're going to argue. But you can sort of, if she says something provocative, instead of either sort of swallowing your frustration or yelling at her, what you can do is say, Mom, that doesn't make any sense to me. Explain it to me, please. In the same way that if I said it to you or your next door neighbor said, that's very likely to be your response. You had an
right.
example you wanted to give me that you thought would be clarifying.
Well, what I wanted to say was that, like, you know, when I turned 18, I went right to university. I did my bachelor's. I took a year off and then lived independently in Toronto mm-hmm. to buy my car so I could do my master's degree. So I was not one that stuck at home and stuck close to Mom. And, but, you know, we did have a close relationship.
Well, honey, that doesn't, that's interesting, but not relevant at all.
I'm just saying, I wasn't a homebody.
But, kiddo, Marty, this is what I'm telling you. I can always tell when I've gotten too close to the bone because people start throwing the kitchen sink at me.
Right.
I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm just saying that the dynamics in a family when you're the baby are that you become the cute one. Your sister becomes the independent one, the
right.
smart one, the competent one. You become the cute one. And what cute people do is they are people pleasers. It's not you. It doesn't mean that you have a character defect. It doesn't mean that you're crippled for life. It just means that's what the family dynamic is, that all of us need attention.
Mm-hmm.
And we all figure
right.
out the most straightforward, the line of least resistance. And the line of least resistance for the oldest child is to be independent and to be bright and to be competent. Once that turf is taken, the next kid in line can't do that because they've got an older, more competent sib. So they can't be competent.
Right.
They can't, so what they are is cute. Now what happens if you had a sibling after you who is going to take over the cute role, then you're going to have to figure out something else. So what you would then become as the middle child is the pot stirrer. Because you can't be the cute baby, you can't be the competent, independent one, so you're the one who's always creating problems because all of us need attention. You don't have a younger sib, so you got more cemented in the role of being the people pleaser. So when your mom says something icky to you, then what you do is you sort of try and placate her. You don't have to do that. You're now a grown-up. It doesn't mean you have to say, Mom, you're an idiot, I can't stand you. What you can say is, gee, Mom, first of all, you don't have to take umbrage. If she says something that's fairly neutral, that just isn't overly positive, you can ask for an explanation. You can take a deep breath and say, if my next-door neighbor said the same thing, would I be upset? Because some of the time, you're telling me examples that are not particularly negative. But understand, your mother is going through a tough time in her life. And so she's going to be more negative. She's going to... And because your sister is more independent than you are, you may be the obvious person she goes to when she needs to feel like she's important, because you're more passive than if she pulled the stuff with your big sister would probably yell at her. You're not the yeller.
She would never pull that.
That's what I'm telling you.
With my sister.
But,
yeah.
Marty, that's what I just told you, and I promise you I have not been sitting at your dining room table any time recently. So the question is not how we can change Mom's behavior. The question is how you can change your behavior. And as you change
right.
your behavior, Mom will change hers. So the deal is here. It's going to take some practice to take a deep breath and not just respond, to not view your mom as difficult, to view yourself as, I'm going to put on my big girl pants. And it may be useful to practice with your friends or your husband. Doesn't mean you have to become this horrible human being. It just means
mm-hmm.
that you need to practice being less of a people pleaser. And it will be
right.
it'll be fun for you. It's going to be interesting for you. And you will work out. And one of the things to do is, instead of waiting for your mom to call her. And instead of asking her
Which
opinion
I
on
do.
Something, great. And instead of asking her opinion, invite her out for something and pay for it. You know, don't...
I do that.
Great.
And she says, I don't have the time.
That's
you
okay.
Know, because
that's okay.
They've,
all right, so when she, Marty, when she says, I don't have the time, say, okay, tell me when it'd be good for you.
And that's
because
exactly what I say.
That's fine. But don't get your feelings hurt about it. And if
but
she says,
that's the thing, because it,
I know
ongoing.
You do.
It's ongoing.
Marty.
And
Marty, stop whining. It's okay. Figure out things. Look, she's got a grandchild that she's doting on right now, and the grandchild not only does she love the grandchild, which of course is okay, but her grandchild makes her feel needed. Okay, so
right.
you're not in competition with your sister. You're not in competition with your niece. You're not in competition with anybody. So when you invite your mom and invite her to do things that she wants to do, and if after you've invited her three times, say, Mom, I seem to have not figured out anything that you want to do with me. I would love to figure out something. You tell me what you'd like to do, which is what you do with a friend. You think about it. All right, and we can talk about this again, but understand, making your mom a controlling person doesn't get you any place. You need to be a less passive individual, and it will change everything. And you don't have to be ugly about it. All you have to do is think, if this were not my mother, if this were just a friend, how would I respond? And that will help you for right now. All right? Practice it.
I agree.
Practice it for a week. All right, 1 week.
Right.
And then I want you
right.
to call me and tell me how you're doing. All right? Because you may need a little bit of touch-up, which I'm willing to do on this. But understand,
mm-hmm.
just the mantra is, I'm going to be less passive. It's not about my mom. It's about me. I'm going to be less passive. And I'm going to have a sense of humor about it. It's going to be I'm going to be curious,
oh,
not
course.
Curious. All right? I'll
of
talk
course.
To you in a week.
And just so you know, like, we have a beautiful cottage 25 minutes away from their home. I have invited her to bring my niece out here to come for a barbecue or a
Marty,
lunch or something.
But that it may
and
not be what she wants to do. So that's what you want her to do. But so ask her, say, look,
right.
Marty,
right.
Marty, you're not going to take umbrage. You're going to ask her what would make sense for her. All right? I'll talk to you in a week. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is,
we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.